Hello, and welcome to another episode of EQCast. I'm your host, Christy Pritchard. Thanks so much for joining us on this unconventional sideshow of healing and self-betterment. This is where you can find unscripted conversations with authentic humans sharing their trials and triumphs around their emotional wellness journey. We keep it light, but we can get dark, so fasten your seatbelts. Friend and successful entrepreneur. Mani is a beauty salon business owner of 15 years who is now studying the deep interpersonal psychology of relationships to become a relationship coach in December. She's also a beauty who's gone through one hell of an internal and external transformation these last few years. it's not that you weren't already a badass bodacious babe, but we all have struggles to overcome and becoming our best selves. So I was hoping we could share some of those and we could talk about what went on to inspire the transformation and what that looked like.
Yeah, sure. So obviously through the course that I'm learning right now, I have a better understanding of exactly what went on when I was younger. And it started from when I was just a little baby girl and not having my needs met to a point where I would be thriving. I got them met to survive, but not to thrive. So when I left the nest, which was around 15, 16 years old, my parents just couldn't handle me anymore, I just started to turn to friends, of course, to create my own family. And in that was drugs and alcohol, which took me away from all the other feelings. And it was a nice place for me to hide from how I was feeling. But then of course, when I would be sober, all of those voices in the darkness would seep in and I just didn't like who I was or the life I was living. Mm-hmm. But of course, I could just keep covering it up whenever I felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
And then that just became my lifestyle and everyone around me, it was their lifestyle too. And I look back at it now and think it's just everybody dealing with their own pain and trauma and trying to hide from who they really are because they don't like who they are. They liked who they were when they were getting intoxicated all the time.
And drunk. We're not taught that self-love business as kids. So how long did everything go on for? And what was the tipping point for the self-realization and the need for change, do you think?
Probably when I just noticed a pattern of my relationship struggling. And I had a child when I was 30 years old. I had a son who gave me a reality check there, but I think I still wasn't done covering up the pain yet. So a couple years after I had him, it was back to the same kind of thing. And I just wasn't really ready to be a mom yet, even though I wanted to be. And his dad just wasn't really in the picture. He wasn't ready either. So it was kind of just up to me because, you know, two parents can't just walk away from a kid.
I mean, it happens all the time, unfortunately, but it's really hard to like have nobody around the poor guy.
Yeah. You can't just leave him on the street and be like, sorry, we both have to check.
We got shit to do.
More than not, it's usually the mother.
Yeah.
There are some men out there for sure that are doing it on their own. And so it's been quite the journey. And I knew that I wanted to be the best for him, but I didn't really have the tools to do that until one day I had a toddler running around the house and I couldn't get out of bed for the fourth or fifth day in a row of just being depressed. And I just was tired of it. I'd had enough. So I actually went to the doctor and wanted to get some kind of happy pills.
Yeah.
Like, I just want this to go away. I want to feel better.
Anything. Yeah, definitely.
Anything. Yeah. And it was kind of like, I need a quick fix rather than doing the work to make it better for myself.
For sure. But that's what we're taught too. Like, that's just kind of the norm, you know, Western society is like, here's a pill.
It's for people who just want something to happen right away. And I got this prescription and I was holding on to it. And I was like, is this going to be my life? Like, am I going to be a pill popper? And just something just didn't sit right with me with it. And I just all of a sudden just got this inspiration and motivation to start making some health changes. I wanted to try to do something that wasn't taking these pills. So even though I had the prescription, I didn't get it filled out, but it was almost like
it was the motivation was there for it. Awesome. I love that. Good for you. That's amazing. And then so from there, what did the digging around and the unearthing of all of that look like?
Well, it was, you know, look at my lifestyle. What am I putting into my body? What am I surrounding myself with? And so it started, of course, with just simply drinking more water, better water, not tap water loaded with chlorine, but better water. There's so many sources now. We're all waking up to how we can have better water in our lives. So,
so true. Yes. Water, I woke up to that too. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I just wasn't drinking enough water in general, and then a better water, and then exercise, and just getting a grip on the drugs and alcohol, and then really diving into my beauty career. I started my own business just before I had my son. And then it was like, I have something that I can really dive into here because I was gifted with this art, this creative
side. Yes, you certainly were.
So it was like, I had something to keep me focused, which was my son, and then this healthier lifestyle and to build an empire. So I started to do that. And of course, life gets better once you really focus on positive things like that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To that instead of
putting our energy elsewhere. It kind of snowballs, don't you think? Like after you take that initial scary step to recognize your shadow and unearth that and then focus on something positive. It's amazing how many more positive things start flowing your way when you take that step.
That's right.
Heck yeah, sister. Doing it.
Yeah.
And did you want to talk about the other business? I don't really know where you're at. And Monica and I didn't really talk about what we were going to talk about as per usual on this podcast. As what happens, we kind of just friends diving on and diving in. But I know you started another business. Or is that far enough along that you want to mention that?
Yeah, that's still in the making right now. It's in the works. Mm-hmm. I find that some of the people I'm surrounded by right now aren't as motivated as me and my partner, which is fine. But I could go into why I got into relationship coaching.
Yeah, that was my next question for sure. I just wonder if we wanted to add a little plug in there, but that'll come later when she's back in December when she's all done her coaching. But yeah, how did you get into that?
So it ties into having a child, you know, you want to share that with someone.
Yeah.
And I've always believed in true love. I'm a little romantic and every little girl kind of does deep down. And we all do.
And I think every human, we all have this innate desire to feel unconditional love and true love, but continue.
That's right. And from the moment that we're born, we need connection. And I mean, everybody has a different way of how they want connection, but it actually comes down to a very simple needs that we all need in connection. And I was craving that. For sure. And I knew that in my mind, if I wanted to attract the right partner, I needed to be the partner.
Exactly.
That, you know, I wanted to attract the guy who wanted a certain type of woman. I wanted to be that woman. So I knew that I needed to step up my game. So that was more inspiration on top of the healthy lifestyle. It was just like, I want a partner. I want somebody to crush life with.
Yeah. Awesome.
And you see all these like power couples out there, right? So I really wanted that.
Definitely. Yeah.
So I started reading books and you know, I had quite a few failed relationships and I realized there was a pattern going on, of course, where I was attracting men who just really didn't have any drive or passions and or purpose, you know, and that's a big thing is a lot of people have no idea what purpose is, and which is to serve others. That's
I was going to say, what would you personally define purpose as? I'm sure different people have their own opinions on that, but I think you and I are in alignment with purpose, but to serve others, you said?
Serve others and even myself, you know, like in the beauty industry.
It's creative. You're being creative and you are expressing your gifts and your talents, and that is definitely in service of others and contributing to the greater good. And then so after all these relationship patterns, how did you start coming out of it?
I was reading a lot of books because I just really wanted to have a great relationship with someone. And it really comes down to obviously the work that you do with yourself. And if you want to attract the right partner, then you need to do work on yourself. And I mean, you hear a lot of like, you can't love someone until you love yourself, which I've actually learned is it has some truth to it, but even when you don't love yourself, you're still going to need a partner who's going to love you when you don't love yourself. Because we don't.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. I have to agree with that too. That's been sitting with me a lot lately. And especially because not everyone are whole, complete people entirely when they come into relationships. I mean, you're always a work in progress. And as long as you're trying, as long as you're working toward, I think that's the magic sauce. And you're finding someone else that's willing to look at their stuff as well and to at least try as well. Then that's, you know.
So, and it's about just having the right tools.
Make
the relationship work and both having values that match.
Definitely.
So I was doing all this work on myself, and of course, learning all the things I was learning in the books. It was in the beauty industry, you're doing kind of counseling right there. And I was able to give a lot of value to my clients, and I was really enjoying that. And it's funny, I made a joke one day because there was a psychologist that actually opened up an office right beside my beauty salon. And I said, well, you can come get your nails done and get the same service for even cheaper.
Awesome. I love it. That's perfect. And so true.
Yeah.
The bonds that we form with our beauty, like my hairstylist and my pedicurist. Oh, yeah. You know them inside out and they know you inside and out. It's amazing.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, I realized that was giving me more purpose than the actual like beauty services I was doing. And people would like leave, they'd come, some women would come in just like so distraught and feeling so horrible, and then leave just feeling so lit up. And awesome. I realized it was like, that was more my purpose than giving them a set of nails or lashes, which helped with their confidence, but that wasn't doing the inner work.
And that was probably lighting you up as well. You know, you watch someone else light up as a product of something that you were able to offer. And when it's exciting, it makes you happy. It makes you glow from the inside out, knowing that you affected somebody's day in a positive way, I think.
That's right. And I thought to myself after a few failed relationships and then finally meeting a guy that I really felt was worth it to really put in some work on myself, because you can't change other people. You can only change yourself. That's the only person you have control over. So it was like, I really wanted to do even more work on myself. And it came to a point where we were repeating ourselves. I was repeating a relationship pattern again.
Yeah.
And I just like, I thought to myself, man, I would just love to get into like relationship counseling or therapy or whatever. And so I started looking up courses online, and you're looking at like 3-4 years minimum, and probably relocating anywhere from $30,000 to $60,000. And I couldn't do that with a kid. I just leave my business and try to make that work. So of course, while I was looking that up, some algorithms started, and then I learned about the relationshipschool.com. Nice. And the guy who created the school, his name is Jason Gaddis.
Yeah, I've seen his work on the internet, and I've reposted some of his quotes and stuff. Yeah, he's brilliant. Yeah, he's awesome.
Great. He's got podcasts too, and he's really helping a lot of people. And the way that he does his coaching, it's just so magical. And he had this vision that he wanted to touch X amount of people in the world. And the only way he was going to be able to do that was to create a system where he could train all these messengers to coach people the way that he does, because he's got a real gift. And so I went onto his site and I paid for a bit of value, and I applied it into my relationship, which at the time we were broken up. Mm-hmm. And within 2 weeks, not even a week, we were back together. Everything was awesome. Like was
flowing. Great. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And it was just, I'd never had anything happen so quickly. So then I had an email asking if I had ever thought of becoming a relationship coach, which I was like, okay, literally a month ago. I was looking at
other options. This is exactly what the direction I was wanting to go in. Yeah.
And just like the whole coach thing, it's a new age thing, and it's a lot less intimidating of a word than therapist or counselor. And it totally takes the role of counseling and therapy and coaching all in one, because we need more than just someone to listen to us. We kind of need someone to like push us in the right direction a little bit, challenge us, support us, listen to us, dissect whatever's going on. And so, yeah, it transformed my relationship so much that I was inspired to want to help others transform theirs.
Excellent. I love it. I'm so excited for you to dive right into all of this coming in December. That's pretty exciting. And yeah, so I
wanted to say that actually the course I'm in right now is called Relationship Coaching, and the deep psychology of interpersonal relationships as well. But the relationship coaching is just more one-on-one coaching, where I can help people connect to all the relationships in their lives and with themselves. Okay. And then next year I'm going to be taking a course for couples coaching, so I can do.
I see. Interesting. Okay. So in regards to, and I know this is flying off the cuff, to the relationship with ourselves that you're learning right now, or is there any tidbit that might stick out that you can tell our audience to have a better relationship with themselves, even though I know you're not graduated yet,
but if you've learned.
Yeah. Totally. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, fly away, sister. Floor is yours.
I would say the biggest thing that I've learned is when ruptures happen, when things are challenging, we're so quick to blame others or blame ourselves. And one of the most transformational things that we can do is to find where we can hold ourselves accountable.
Right.
However that looks like, because we always have a part.
Yes, we do, certainly.
We chose to have that conversation. We chose to do that. We chose to be with that person.
To participate in that relationship in some capacity. Yeah, I agree.
And to show up for yourself. And I'm not saying blame yourself. Absolutely take the blame away.
Yeah.
And just hold
it.
Accountable. Own it. Yeah. I did that. That's me.
I partook in that. Yeah.
But I see it and now I can accept it and it's okay.
Yeah. And forgive it.
That's right. Just let go and accept that we are not perfect. We're never going to be perfect. And all of our traumas sit with us our whole lives and they come up in the strangest ways that,
oh God, do they ever?
What
what the heck just happened? Yeah. Oh, that's not, it's historical, right?
Yeah,
that shit's from way back. Yeah, it's so funny. But yeah, noticing that and owning it and forgiving, definitely. I love that.
And then what I told you too is that we cannot change people. We can't.
No.
We can only change ourselves. And if there is something about somebody that we want them to change, all we can do is what's called challenge and support. So you support where they're at, see them for where they're at, and then throw a little challenge their way. It's as simple as like, if someone's just like, oh man, I've gained so much weight, blah, blah, blah. Or I'm drinking so much. It's like, yeah, I see that. And it's okay. But what are you going to do about it? Instead of like, oh no, you look good. What are you talking about? You know, oh, it's okay. It's summer. You're drinking.
Yeah.
Challenge and support. And,
That's good. And I love that.
Yourself too, you know,
like, totally.
Oh, I'm looking at myself and I'm feeling this way about me. Okay.
Catch yourself. And what am I going to do about it? Yeah, exactly. Rather than being in the woe is me pile.
Right.
Awesome. Heck yeah. That's some good tidbits right there. And so moving forward, like when you start doing some relationship coaching, you just take everything that you've learned from the self-love and then you start applying it and you will evolve with that. Yeah.
Yeah. The deep interpersonal psychology of relationships actually is a course that's geared directly towards whoever's taking the course. It's like our own personal inner growth, which then integrate into the coaching process. So
interesting. I like his methodology. I like how he focuses on you first rather than just looking at your clients, because you can't heal anyone. I guess that kind of goes back to you can't love anyone. I'm sure you can help heal people even if you're not fully healed yourself, obviously, but it definitely helps to get through some of the underlying stuff underneath so you can help heal more fully, I suppose.
That's right. Yeah.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, I really appreciate you sharing all of your value and all your wisdom. You have so much. I'm so excited to see what comes up in December. I might have to hit you up, sister. I might. Just might. I seriously will. I know we've had a few chats here and there when you're first learning, and those were really helpful and beneficial to me for sure already. I did learn a lot. I took a lot of value from that. And when I am in a relationship, I will know more of how to function and show up properly. So that I will hold dear. So thank you very much. I appreciate that and appreciate what you've shared. And so was there anything else that we wanted to touch on? I know we kind of keep our time limit to half hour, but did we touch on everything that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome. Well, I'm really excited to have you back in December. We'll have lots to talk about. Maybe by then I'll have my podcast being like an hour long. We'll see. We'll see how.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Because then I can really we can dive into the whole relationships and it can be a podcast about like really helping people on another level.
Definitely. And now people will be introduced to you. So before they come hit that one, I'll get them to listen to this one. So they kind of get an intro as to who you are, where you're from and how you got into all this, because that is also helpful to know too. And so where can people find you if they'd like to connect, especially when you become a coach in December? Are you on Instagram or?
I don't have anything set up yet. I'm just working on my website, but it will be Mindful Miracles with Moni May.
Okay.
And that's my email, mindfulmiracleswithmonimae@gmail.com. And if anyone has any questions about the course that I'm taking, right, I'd be more than happy to direct them in the right way, because I'm all about spreading this movement with
Heck
Jason.
Yeah. Awesome. I love it. Cool. Well, I'll definitely put that in the show notes for anyone who didn't catch it. And when she does get an Instagram, I will edit the show notes to include your Instagram. So check back if you're listening to this sometime later on in the year. Definitely check the show notes, and I'm sure she'll have an Instagram and all that stuff by then. So perfect. Well, thanks again. Oh, were you gonna say something?
Yeah, I was just gonna say that, I mean, I have an Instagram for my beauty salon, which
yeah, there you go,
boudoir.bossbabebar. So if anybody wants, I'm still doing my beauty stuff. I'm gonna continue to do brows, maybe a bit of lashes and nails, but yeah, I'm going to continue to do brows for a while because I'm really passionate about tattooing people's brows. Yeah,
I got to get you to do mine. So if anyone is in the Kootenays, because that's where Monica's located, in the Nelson area, then definitely look her up. I'll also put that in the show notes too. So we'll have all the info down there. And perfect. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate it. It's awesome.
It's been fun.
Yeah, super fun. And thanks to everyone for joining us. And if you can do me a solid and like and share wherever you're hearing this, if you had some takeaways from it, which I'm sure you did, take a screenshot, tag me in your Instagram stories at eq.cast. That'll really light up my life. I'd appreciate it so much. Awesome. I guess we say goodbye to the audience now. Bye, audience. And bye, Monica. Thanks again.
Bye. Bye.